going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We know on a show we have talked about if a woman's interested in you, you know, a lot of times she'll like fiddle with her hair or play with her hair. That's a sign that she is into the guy. Something else, I don't know what else we mentioned about girls, because I don't have a lot of research on them, but I have a guy. You giggle at him.
Yeah. I know this one.
Okay.
When they talk to you.
Okay, when they talk to you.
That means they like you.
So
but we've mentioned when they touch your arm.
Touch your arm, that's another thing.
Okay, yeah.
So what if
I had more.
Okay.
When they act like they don't know it, but they put their chest up against your arm and they act like they don't even know that's happening, and you're like, you're doing that on purpose, aren't you?
Okay. That's a little bit too far, but thank you. But most common body poses that a guy does, if he is into you, I've got that research for you this morning.
Thanks. I don't know those.
Okay. So he massages his outer thigh while you're talking to him. Like he'll be like, you know, like he'll reach down and
like near his pocket almost?
Yeah. And kind of massage his outer thigh.
Thank goodness, that's all.
He makes preening gestures, like he'll often adjust his tie, maybe messing with his collar or something. If he's into you, while he's talking to you, he'll do that.
Wow, okay.
Well, is that like preening? So does he like make his throat go out with a big red thing like those lizards
well,
do?
Well, I guess it's kind of the same thing. It's what he's trying to do, is impress you by adjusting his collar.
That would be cool if a guy could do that.
For sure.
Like,
also weird.
Ribbit.
Okay, he narrows his eyes while you're speaking to him.
Yeah. Like squinting, I can't see you.
I guess.
That's
like
weird.
I need the bifocals.
Ain't that weird?
Yeah, that one makes you almost seem like you're skeptical of what they're saying.
I do that.
Okay.
Because I need glasses.
Are you trying to see
him? I refuse to wear them, so I have to. Sometimes I'm squinting to. I'm like, who are you?
Kind of like the showdown at a cowboy movie. We're about to gun each other down. You see the cowboy. He narrows his eyes. That means a guy's into you. He hooks his thumbs into his pocket like a cowpoke does. Cowpoke pose.
What's a cowpoke?
It's a guy, I guess, chases cows and tries to,
cowpoke?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, you know.
Sounds like someone pokes cows.
A cowboy.
It's like a poke bowl.
It's like on Facebook, you can poke people.
Okay.
No?
Okay. They rustled up the cattle, I guess. I'm talking about a cowboy. You know, you put a thumb in your pocket like that, and you squint your eyes. So basically, you just need to find a cowboy, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. If a guy strokes his jawline as he's looking at you.
Okay,
yeah. He may not be talking to you, but he's just stroking that jawline.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can see it.
I guess. That sounds like at this point, I'm thinking the girl's like, that guy's weird. I'm not going to hang out.
He's got twitches.
He's fidgeting.
He's squinting at me. He's stroking his jawline, rubbing on his thigh, making his throat bulge out.
Like, are you on drugs?
Yeah.
But I am, but I really like you.
You're a pretty girl.
You sure are pretty.
Yep. And then tries to make eye contact with you in a relaxed, friendly manner is something that a guy will do if he's interested in you.
See, that assumes the guy has any social skills, because guys, that's one of the biggest things, their weaknesses is how to meet a girl.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Sometimes just like meeting a guy for the first time, like I feel like they don't even know how to talk to you. And like they'll kind of like dart down and be like, maybe they just are like, this girl is not cute. Like,
I think it's the opposite. I think they're intimidated when you are cute. Okay. I think they're like, I don't know how to behave around her. She's out of my league. And I'm like, I am uncomfortable.
They say also, and speaking of being uncomfortable, they'll fidget like with a glass or or a pen or something. They will, you know, anything around them, any object around them, they will pick that up and kind of fidget with that if they are into you.
Okay.
So, like Tom said, you combine all these things, guy. That's basically all they say. If he does none of these things, he's not interested in you.
I would always twirl my hair when I was interested in a girl.
Yeah.
It didn't work well. My hair wasn't that long.
I really wish that it was like birds. You know how like birds will do like that crazy dance like they see on the National Geographic?
Uh-huh. That would be whack.
Yeah. I need somebody to dance for me, you know?
Yeah, a lot of times you can't pick up the signals. It's like he'd be out there and he's like, you know, he's poking his neck out and he's flapping his arms like that. He's like, oh, he digs me.
Tom, didn't your special dance get your wife?
Well, yeah. I mean, we went to a club and I did my dance is based on nature. It's like when the dog meets you at the door and hunches your leg. That's kind of my move, my signature move.
Yeah, but he's kicked out about 16 clubs.
But she knew I liked her.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, in the old movie Dazed and Confused, Matthew McConaughey, he's known for some of his sayings slang.
All right.
Yes. He also said, that's what I love about high school girls, man. I get older and they stay the same age. He was a pervy character.
Oh. Yeah.
But that is also true of something else in your life, the slang that you use.
Okay.
When you're growing up, you pick up these words that you think are super cool and you use them and they go out of date, but you keep on using them.
Yep.
And so they asked people, what are some of the outdated slang words or terms that you still use all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And they said you can actually tell a person's age by the terms that they use. Now, I don't have a map of, oh, how old is the person if they use this slang, but you can kind of figure some of it out for yourself. One of the words was gnarly. And I think that's from the 80s, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm more early 90s, yes.
Yeah, is it early 90s?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know, I think Sean White and all of the X Games kind of kept it going a little longer because it's like a snowboarding term and a skateboarding term.
Yeah, kind of like the grunge rock era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gnarly music, dude.
Stoked is another one.
Yep.
Dope.
Yep.
Okay. Going back a few more years is Word.
Okay.
That word is like 80s.
That's definitely 80s because they would have songs like
Word Up.
Word to Your Mama.
Word
you know?
To Your Mother.
Yeah, to your mother, not your mama. They said sick, peace or peace out instead of goodbye.
Well,
peace
that's out. From your grandparents back in the 60s.
No, that's a totally different thing than when you just said peace out, dude. That's like, I don't think that's from the 60s.
Peace is where it started from, right?
Like the hippie.
Yeah, the hippies with the peace sign.
That's like, peace out.
Yeah, peace.
I think they may have reintroduced it later because that's something I can remember way back than people saying.
I say peace out a lot. Clearly, I'm older.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Okay, now that is more so like your grandparents. Okie dokie.
Yeah, now we still use that. I use it in text. Somebody says, hey, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just funny because you pick it up.
Peace out was late 80s and 90s.
That's what I thought.
I feel like okie dokie.
I think it must have gotten like re-resurrected or something.
The word peace is common in the 60s and 70s as a hippie greeting.
Okay.
So peace out.
Peace out, man. The bee's knees. I think we're going back to 50s or something for that
that's
one.
Older.
They had the beehive hairdo and the bee's knees. I never even knew what bee's knees were.
I thought that was Snoop Dogg talk. Like,
I feel
you know.
It's a very Caucasian thing to say, like, okie dokie, you're the bee's knees, little bud.
Yeah.
You know?
The bee's knees. You've never heard that? That's the bee's knees. It meant something was awesome or cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are the 20s.
20s. Whoa. I knew it was old.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So that would be my great-grandparents.
Well, everybody's dad that's used that started that.
Yeah, but people still use it. They probably pick it up from their great-grandparents, and then they still use it.
Yeah. You got to keep it alive,
I'm going to start using it just to make it cool again. Here's one that you'll probably remember. Bogus.
That's bogus, yep. Dude.
Was that 80s? That was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, isn't it?
Yeah, they had the bogus adventure too.
Yeah. That rolled off your tongue so well.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Uh-huh. All right, Cato, you can check this one. It's probably going to go back to the 20s again. Whippersnapper.
I used that one too. Little whippersnappers.
I got called that from neighbors.
Yeah. Whippersnapper.
Old
man that lived in our neighborhood, he wouldn't let you walk on the sidewalk beside his house.
Okay. Which is wrong.
Yeah, so he would come out, you little whippersnapper, get up, get off the sidewalk.
What even is a whippersnapper?
A young person often perceived as an impertinent, presumptuous, or overconfident.
Where did it originate?
And older people find them annoying. Let's see.
So that was exactly the way you were at the time. Not saying you were bad, but
I was
to
on
him,
a sidewalk, public sidewalk.
Which is, I'm saying to him, though. He's like, yes. Oh, you whippersnapper.
It appeared first in the late 1600s.
Oh, whoa.
I missed by a few years.
Okay.
The earliest being around 1674.
Okay. I'm just wondering, is there a thing, like, does whippersnapper mean anything? Because that's pretty weird.
That's a type of turtle.
There you go. Yeah,
it's a whippersnapper. Right there.
It's a blend of earlier words, whipster and snippersnapper.
Okay, well, that's deep enough for that one. Home slice.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. That's 90s.
Is it 90s or 80s?
I would think 70s.
Home slice.
No.
Google it.
Yeah, I would say 90s, maybe on that one.
Smell you later.
Oh,
I don't use that one.
No, that one's pretty bad.
Yeah,
this is a newer one. Noise. That's probably in the past 10 years.
I still use a lot of these.
I do too.
Cringe.
I mean, they're good stuff.
A lot of people go nice too. They'll go ahead and just say the word.
Well, for a while they did the noise. What you got? Anything
on home slice? It as early as 1982.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
But 90-91, it was in some song.
Okay.
Like LL Cool J or something.
Jeez Louise. Like. That's going to be an old folks one.
Yeah, for sure.
You can just picture an old man. Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise. You guys. Oh, boy.
Now, you seem to think all white people are from, like, North Dakota.
Or are they not?
Or Wisconsin.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. There's some Southerners, too.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Jeez Louis.
They also said, one guy said, I'm known as the right on guy at work. Right on.
Right on.
That's from like Good Times.
Good Times, yeah. JJ.
Okay, now you're showing your age.
It still comes on.
I know, TV Land.
TV Land.
Sorry.
Yeah. Or is it MeTV?
Let's see here. Any other ones?
TV.
Golly. Golly is just as plain white bread as you can get.
I know.
Golly is something that the guy on, is it Flanner? What's his name on The Simpsons?
Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders would say. Well, golly.
Golly G.
Golly, yeah.
Totes. Do you remember totes?
No.
Yep.
That's more recent. That was for totally.
Totes my goats.
Totes is like, yeah.
Are you in? Totes.
Totes.
Oh, wow. I'm glad that was gone.
I am too.
Most of these, I'm glad they're gone.
Well, most of them aren't gone. People still use them. They're just out of date.
Okay.
But, of course, there's a lot of stuff. The kids now, Gen Z goes through them so fast. They're cool for like a year or two, and then they are like, oh, Sigma is really big.
Oh,
my gosh. Or, you know, all that kind of stuff. They would have these little phrases. Noise was one of theirs.
Sus. All that stuff.
So
now it's like if you're ugly, you're chopped.
Okay. Chopped. I didn't know that. Yep. I knew cap.
It's
cap.
Cringe.
Yep.
Or no cap.
Cap or no
ugly.
Cap, yep.
What's that?
Yeah.
I keep it real.
You just keep it real. That might be one, too.
I'm a little whippersnapper.
That would make a funny song. I'm a little whippersnapper, short and stout.
Okay.
Okay, that's not the bee's knees.
We had a couple texts.
What did they say?
Dope and sick.
Dope and sick.
Oh, yeah.
They've made a comeback, they say.
Oh, really? That's something that happens. These do come back from time to time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, I noticed it's prom time. I've been seeing some tuxes and some dresses out. A lot of parents taking pictures, making a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some interesting information. Do you remember the color of your dress for prom?
Yes.
I just don't.
Still have my dress.
Okay. Do you really?
I do.
You have your prom dress?
I do.
What color was it?
Yellow.
Did you use it like 2 or 3 years in a row? Or
no. Okay. I got a new dress for every occasion.
Yellow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, was it like yellow like the sun?
It was like bright yellow. And then it had lime green tulle at the bottom.
Ooh, okay. Oh, that sounds pretty actually.
I know. It was. I loved it.
Well, cool. When it comes to your dresses and your... suits, apparently. Let's see if you did it right or if you're about to do it right. Google Trends, they have a map of the most popular prom dress colors and suit colors in America.
Now, wouldn't this change from year to year?
Probably so.
So I don't know if it would apply like to your 19 or 2010 prom.
Right.
Prom.
Yeah. We're talking about this year. So most popular colors, half of the country was blue. Any shade of blue, like light blue, dark blue, all kinds of blue out there. And then the most popular prom dress colors, blue, green, black, red, gold, silver, white, yellow, and pink.
I mean, that's all of them.
I feel like that's a lot of the colors.
It almost makes the rainbow. I didn't see the violet or the burnt umber.
Yeah.
So when it comes to states, blue was the most popular color for South Carolina for the girls wearing blue.
I did see a lot when we were taking prom pictures, like a majority of the girls were wearing blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
North Carolina was blue, and then Georgia was black.
Oh,
and black dresses,
yeah.
Which I think is elegant looking, but that doesn't seem like a prom dress color.
Well, there was a lot of black ones here, too, I feel like. There was a lot of, like, black elegant, like, black tie looking dresses along with the blue.
Now, when it comes to prom suits, green, gray, white, red, and blue, silver, black, purple, navy blue, and those were the top ones for the guys.
It's like all the colors.
Not all of them.
I mean, it's pretty close.
It's just an order, so the most popular to the least popular.
Well, kind of. I mean, that's all over the board. Mostly blue was the color for South Carolina. So guys with blue suits.
You know geography.
North Carolina was.
That doesn't mean he knows geography just because he knows South Carolina. It's like I'm the same way. I can tell you South Carolina, but I can't tell you
but
all
But you
of
want
them.
To tear me down, too.
That's not true. Yeah. Tearing you down.
No, he's not.
It's humorous because the idea that you know South Carolina means you know geography.
I was trying to lift him up, and you just jerked him
right
back down.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
I thought he knew.
I didn't. I had to write him down over here.
No, I thought you knew that you'd never mind. Gosh.
Georgia was blue, just to let you know.
Thank
for the
you.
Tux?
For tuxes, yes.
So blue with black dresses.
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of weird.
So is it like the black tux or like the tie, like that they would coordinate with the girl?
Probably coordinating with the girl. Because, you know, the girls are going to be doing that. Like, hey, can you wear this color? Because I want to wear that color.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to older folks remembering their proms, 51% of people who went to the prom said they went with a romantic date, 51%. 43% said they went with a friend to the prom.
How many with mom?
Oh, boy.
No moms, we mentioned in the survey. Sorry. Yeah. And 6% went alone to the prom. They went stag.
That's okay. Yeah. Usually a group of them will get together and all just rent a limo.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
Honestly, I feel like that's kind of more fun anyway because there's no like preconceived notion or like any kind of standards. You're just going out with your friends and having a good time.
Right. Yeah. And then 53% of Americans said they did not attend one prom.
No.
I did not.
You didn't?
I didn't care to go. And I bought a car. So I'm like, well, I'm okay.
Okay, what does that car have to do with it?
Because I'd had to spend money on a date and a limo and a flower and all that mess.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'd rather have a car.
So you didn't, go to the prom?
I didn't like high school. I hated high school.
Tom, did you go to the prom?
No, I didn't, but I wanted to.
You didn't go to prom either?
I didn't.
Hey!
I actually had the opportunity to go with a very pretty girl as friends.
Yeah.
But I was madly in love with this girl at another school, and she was not madly in love with me at the time. And so I was like, I just don't want to go if I can't go with her.
Oh, my gosh.
What's so funny, too, is like you make a big deal about it. But but you know what? After you graduate, for high school students, it don't matter anymore.
Listen.
It's like.
It mattered then.
Oh, yes, wow. It still matters.
Prom. I would like
girls too.
I would put my bid out like from like year to year to be like, all right, who is single and can need a prom date? Like let me cozy up to them and be like, hi, do you need a prom date? Can I come? I want to come dance.
Man, where were you whenever I was in high school?
Oh, I loved it.
But I actually did have, like I said, this girl worked with me at Little Caesars and she was smoking hot, but she but it was strictly gonna be friends. And I was like,
So you didn't go out because why?
Like I was didn't want to go if I wasn't going with the girl I loved.
Oh, so emo.
There was
so
one
sad.
Option he didn't have anymore.
Well.
Sorry.
I would have gone to prom with both of y'all, okay? Just know that.
I wouldn't have went.
But I would have made you be like, listen, we got to go dance.
And what did they say about the girls who in freshman high school that already trying to go to the senior prom?
They're a good
and
time.
The,
they wouldn't have
and
danced.
And then they were junior. Oh, I got to go. And then sophomore, I got to go, got to go.
Yeah.
It's just a
There's
dance.
Nothing wrong with that. They're just social.
Okay.
They just like the social aspect.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't even mind like moms and grandmas filling in sometimes.
Yeah, because didn't you go to all 4 years of the prom, Hawk?
Six.
Mr. White County High.
There you go.
All right.
That was only 1 year, though.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we have got someone on the line who's got a question for us and says they want to talk about our personal lives. Let's see what they got.
So I saw a hawk at Walmart the other day.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What did I do wrong? Wait, time out. Let's not go there yet.
Picking his nose.
But I didn't come up and say hello because I had this experience one other time where I saw, like, a local celebrity, and I approached them because I was so excited, and they kind of, like, chewed me out and said I was rude and shouldn't approach them in their private life and stuff. So,
who was it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
I don't want to throw them under the bus.
Oh, yeah. What kind of celebrity are we talking about?
She talking about you, Tom.
It wasn't me. I'm always nice.
Okay.
Maybe you won't tell. I'm not saying.
No, but what kind of celebrity? Was it like...
What kind?
Yeah.
Like local news.
Okay.
Wow. Local, like, okay.
Oh, I bet I know who it was.
Ooh.
I'm joking. I don't have any idea who would be
All
rude.
The news people that I know are very nice.
Yeah, and there's a lot of new ones that I don't know, but...
Yeah.
So you came up...
Day. I don't know, but...
So you just came up and said, hey, I'm a fan, or what did you say to him?
I was like, oh my God, are you blank? And he kind of looked at me, and he was like, you know... You really shouldn't approach people in their personal lives.
Whoa. Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, just to let you know, it would have been fine for you to come up to me at Walmart. And
I have people
say,
do it all the time. Yeah, I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah. You can interrupt me while I'm eating. I don't mind at all.
You wouldn't want to see that.
Yeah.
No, but we're excited if someone, I mean, that's our job and our business. If people don't notice who we are or aren't fans, then that's bad. So we're always excited to have someone who's wanting to be friendly.
Okay, but I do have one stipulation. If I'm at the urinal That ain't the time to come up and say hi, or because I have had people ask me if I have any free T-shirts at the urinal before.
I don't think you have to worry about her doing that.
No, okay. That's
just
true.
Wait at the door.
Yeah.
That is, when it does come to the bathroom, that is when it becomes embarrassing, because one time I was downtown doing an appearance years ago at a little nightclub bar, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I came out of the bathroom, and someone was waiting.
Oh, wow.
And I got up to the bar, and the guy walks back up to me and goes, "Cato, what in the world did you eat?" You talking about being you? I bought the guy a shot. Oh, I'm like, I am so sorry.
It was a total stranger.
It was a stranger.
That's funny.
But he knew who I was, and I'm like, I don't care if you come up to me.
Okay.
I don't even care about the bathroom.
I've had people come up buy me shots, so you're always welcome to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys are sweet.
Well, I hate that. I almost feel guilty that this person was rude to you, even though it was a TV person and not a radio person. I feel like we're all in the same group, and I'm disappointed.
I feel like we're all sitting here wondering who it is.
Well, yeah, we are.
We got some investigating to do now.
I'll be watching the news on all the stations today.
I'm going to be calling everybody, all the celebrities I know. Were you mean to Gina? Was it Gina, right?
Yes.
Mean to Gina in a store.
I feel bad.
Hey, tell us what store it was. That's a good one.
Yeah. It was over at the mall.
At the mall?
Okay.
Okay.
At the mall.
Well, maybe they just had a bad day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they hadn't got their Cinnabons yet before they saw you. Yeah.
Well, maybe they were buying something naughty and didn't want me to see. I don't know.
They were Spencer's. Well, we apologize. And even though it wasn't us, you can come up and talk to us anytime.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. If we put you on hold, will you tell us who it is privately?
I don't think I want to know.
You can't say it again. Repeat it, though.
Okay. Hang on, then. We'll find out who it was.
Now, you know, if she tells us every time we see that person
in
a business setting, because we meet up with other media at times for events, and we're going to think about that.
Is it fair for us to know and everybody listening?
Why not?
Are you going to tell everybody?
I'm not going to tell. I want to know.
Okay.
I don't think I want to know.
All right. We'll put our earmuffs on, and you can tell Tom. All right. We love you. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Marriages are hard work, and part of that is because the person that you find so cute and adorable and you can't live without, eventually you get to know all of their annoying habits and you have to deal with them every day.
And you wish you lived without them.
No, it's not like that. It's more like a smoldering resentment.
Oh, that underlying your resentment.
Romance.
Yeah.
But they ask people about their relationships, and One-third out of the people who are in a relationship consider their other half to be the most annoying person they know because of their irritating habits. Now, to be fair, that's because you're around them enough to see them. The other people, you're not around enough to see their annoying habits. They have them, too.
Well, and that person that's judging that has them, too.
Well, they admitted that.
Yeah, but I'm like, but theirs is not as bad. And that's what everybody does. It's like they don't see theirs as being as bad. It's I'm just kind of quirky. That's why, you know, I'm chewing my fingernails and suck on a whatever.
We just know that our annoying habits aren't annoying.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the respondents said their partners have an average of 5 annoying habits, and they estimate they have the same amount. And about 1 out of 4 say they reckon that they annoy each other equally, although men said they realize they probably irritate their spouse more.
Correct.
So they accept that.
I think guys are more laid back with that.
Yeah.
Like they don't. I don't think it bothers them as much if you're quirky or.
Maybe not you, but definitely my husband is definitely more laid back, and I'm the more high strung one for sure. But thank God for his laid backness because, shooey, I don't know if I could.
What's one of your habits he harps on?
You know, I don't really. Well, okay, I
let him call in. Be honest.
Adam, call in. Yeah. Let us know.
So, out of 2,000 people, they said that they spend typically a fifth of the day feeling annoyed at their partner.
Wow.
Now, why are they getting annoyed with them? That's some of the interesting stuff here. I did find it interesting. They asked who usually wins an argument. 4 out of 10 people said nobody.
No.
Nobody wins.
Yeah, no.
And that is true. That's why you just don't even have them sometimes, because you know that no one's going to win, and that's not a good outcome. So what are the most annoying things your partners do? Snoring was at the very top of the list.
But that, you can't help that.
Listen. I'm like,
that doesn't change whether it's an annoying habit, though.
I know, but still, though, I mean, if it's somebody that's doing something and they can't help, you got to give a little grace there.
I mean, go to the doctor, get a CPAP machine. Lord.
Those things are worse than snoring.
Yeah.
I have had such a hard time, like, trying to fall asleep, and then I hear him snoring after 3 seconds of just talking to me. I'm like, how are you asleep so fast? You
know, I know. I can't go to sleep that fast.
You know what's so funny is, like, she couldn't think of any bad habit she had. But boy, you name one, and she's jumping on her husband.
Another one of the most annoying things partners do is they don't listen to what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah.
That's pretty annoying because you're like, I went to the trouble to say it. You should have gone to the trouble to listen to it.
Yeah. Do you talk all the time, though? I mean, there's a point where it's like, man, just stop talking.
I do be talking a lot.
Yeah.
Number 3 on the list was passing wind.
God, these habits belong in this room.
I have never done that. I am a lady.
See, that's the relationship I have. We don't pass gas in front of each other. We keep the romance in our marriage by not passing gas in front of each other, assuming we can help it. Sometimes it just happens, you know.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, that happens occasionally.
Occasionally, right? Occasionally.
Yeah, but now if he's sitting there or if she's sitting there and you're napping or something and they sit on you and do it, that's different.
I feel like it's the problem. My husband has never done that to me while awake. But, I mean, listen, it is nature, okay?
Well, wait a minute. Now, you're saying Adam, your husband, has never passed gas in front of you?
Not while awake, in his sleep.
Wow.
He is going to kill me right now.
He's not sleeping. He's just using the sleep as an excuse to pass.
That's what that is.
I did one of those sleep tests where they record you all night. And I think it's just part of life, man. It's like you don't have a choice in the matter.
I just think that's sad. I don't know why. I guess because my sister and her husband, they have competitions. Mm. My brother-in-law called my mom and tooted happy birthday to her on her birthday.
Wow.
You know, that's a talent.
He was on key and all.
Good yeah.
So I hate that you can't be relaxed in a relationship after so many years.
But why do you? It doesn't matter. It's not your relationship.
No, you're right. I feel sorry for you.
You should go on America's Got Talent. Like that guy. Did you see that guy that could just toot whenever he wanted to?
No. I watched that.
Yeah, and blew out like a candle and stuff. Yeah.
Well, some of the other complaints was making a mess when cooking, leaving clothes on the floor, nagging you when to do things that aren't urgent. I tell my wife all the time, I'm like, stop nagging me to do that. If I say I'll do it, I'll do it. Don't keep bugging me every 6 months.
I'm 6 months? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If they're bad with money, that can be an annoying habit. Leaving the toilet seat up, of course, came in on the list.
Yeah.
Burping loudly. Mm. That's a choice.
That is a choice and also a very good talent if you can do it loud and have, like, the vibrato behind it.
Your house must be interesting.
It is.
I mean, you guys are having competitions and stuff.
Yeah.
Not putting things in the dishwasher, forgetting important milestones like anniversaries. That's one that's an annoying habit. This one kind of surprised me, picking their nose. I mean, you're getting pretty gross there.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
I mean, you're supposed to care enough about the relationship. It's like, if you can have your farting, that's one thing. But picking your nose in front of your partner is even maybe worse.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know. That's not...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you judge that?
I mean, you got to be relaxed in a relationship. If you want to pick your nose while you're watching a romantic movie, it's okay.
Yeah. Gross. Flick them boogers.
And how many times is she sitting there like... nitpicking you and wiping your shoulder off, dandruff off your shoulder and picking your ear and doing stuff like nitpicking little stuff.
It's grooming.
So you want her to pick your nose?
Well, I mean, why you at it?
You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
You could.
Yeah. No, you really shouldn't. They said not having high enough standards with personal hygiene, which kind of fits with the farting and the nose picking, and then playing video games all day long. Of course, a lot of women do that, so...
Play video games.
Okay, maybe that's the guys. But those are some of the annoying habits that people do in their relationships.
I mean, she's watching 100 reels back to back. That's just the same as playing video games.
Well, what are you saying, she?
I think I'm the problem in the relationship because there we go. Sorry,
that's
Adam.
A good thing, though. If you think that, then at least I think that's better for the relationship than if you're like, well, the other person is the problem, because that's whenever you can't fix it. You can always try to work on yourself.
Yeah, I need to do better.
I feel that way, too. I'm like, in my relationship, I realize that she's the one who is putting in more than 50%.
Oh, yeah. She's an angel. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it makes me feel like I should work harder at it.
Just from what you told me, she sounds like a saint, and you scored on that one. So,
well, thank you.
Good
I think
you.
I went to a restaurant one time and the server, the waitress came up and she's like, wow, you outpunted your coverage.
Yeah.
It actually made my wife mad. She's like, he's not that bad a catch.
I'd have said, I don't play sports.
She knew that, Kato. She knew that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.